right, back at it. I looked down and I said, I must be living right. I must be. Seriously, because I looked down, I see Ivy's on the line, and I think, man, and then the, you know, the angels flew and the trumpets played, and it was beautiful. Morning, Ivy.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well. You know, I'm doing well. I do have a heavy heart in regards to everything that's going on. I've watched lots and lots of videos of businesses being destroyed and people being beaten. I have a heavy heart today, I'll have to say.
Yeah. Four police officers shot in St. Louis overnight, for anybody that missed it. They are all going to survive. Two shot in the leg, one in the foot, and one in the arm. Not fatal injuries, but just a mess. And you've got this going on all over the country. You know, vandals in New Mexico and Los Angeles and New York and Columbus. It doesn't matter. All over the place. And it's just like, what are you doing? I mean, how does, burning down somebody's... And the point, I saw a couple of the videos you were sad about. Business owners, black-owned businesses being destroyed by these roving mobs that say that they're trying to get justice for the black man or whatever that is, Black Lives Matter. And how do you get there by burning down black-owned businesses?
Sure, and I think there are very two distinct groups, one being the protesters who want to have a peaceful protest, and then those who are identifying themselves as protesters who then turn into violent people who loot and destroy. And it is so unfortunate. There was a particular video that I had seen yesterday. A black woman was walking up towards her business, and she was begging for the looters to stop. She begged them that you could see the tears running down her face. She's like, "That's my store. Please do not destroy my store." She begged them, and then this man came up and said, "Ma'am, it's not safe for you here." And she just, you could see the devastation in her eyes. And it just, the reality hit in, and like, you know, coronavirus and COVID-19 have already had a very hard impact on a lot of people in this country. And then for these looters, these people to destroy businesses
criminals
after that, it is just a double blow to people who are just getting a glimmer of hope.
And I agree. Let's be fair. The vast majority of the people that are protesting are people that are protesting peacefully and following
Absolutely.
The law. Then you have a group of anarchists and agitators and Antifa pigs, frankly, that this is what they live for. I mean, you have to wonder, where do all these bricks come from? I mean, where do you, I don't even know where to find bricks. Where do you buy bricks? I don't even think they sell them at the big box stores. I don't see bricks, just regular old fashioned, but somehow if they find bricks that they're throwing through windows and they have lots of them, I'm like, where do those come from?
Sure. Actually, there was a bunch of pictures that had been shown that there was just pallets dropped off in random places of bricks. And like, who's supplying these pallets of bricks to these protesters? Because it's not like, you know, you always hear about bricks being thrown through buildings and this and that. You're like, where do they get the bricks from? It's just very bizarre. But obviously someone who wants to see this violence ensue and wants the maximum amount of damage, and whoever that is around the country, they're doing that. They're providing these sorts of things to these, anarchists, because that is what they are. And they will destroy and pillage and steal, and they don't care.
No, they don't care. Ivy on the line here with me. We do have some hope, though. Because let's keep this in mind. As we see these protests and these different riots going on, remember, these are very small, isolated areas of America. It's not the country at large. And we heard from that sheriff in Polk County, Florida, said, don't come here and don't bring that here. People here are armed. They mean it. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to have you kicking in their doors and trying to raid their homes, because they'll blow you right back out the door, I think is how he put it. And I think there's a fair amount of, and I'm not encouraging violence at all. What I'm saying is people have a right to defend themselves. And if you take this, if the people in these riots, these anarchists, continue to do this and go too far and go into the wrong home or into the wrong neighborhood, people are going to fight back and somebody's going to get, right. Well, several people have already been killed. More people will get hurt.
Sure.
And killed.
And I have actually a longtime family friend that had posted something on Facebook along the lines of, you know, my kids are telling me that these anarchists are going to start coming into the neighborhoods. And I've never thought that I would want to own a gun, but now I can think of nothing else that I want to protect my family than to go own a gun. And that's, you know, why the Second Amendment is so important. And not that I am promoting violence in any way, but if you can think of a reason to have an AR and a high-capacity magazine, if you think about the riots in L.A., I think it's the 70s, when you talk about, I believe it was Koreatown, and these people protected their businesses with ARs and with guns. This is why you have this in place for these situations. And I agree. I'm sure that the gun sales are on an all-time high once again.
Well, exactly. So on the bright side of it, though, here in Michigan, we're going to be opening some things back up. Let's talk about the positive things for a moment. I think the governor waited far too long. I was not surprised but deeply disappointed that the governor dodged the question altogether yesterday about sending people to nursing homes. She waffled around and never got to the answer. The answer is you blew it. You don't send sick people to nursing homes. Everybody knows that, and they've known it for a long time. But, I mean, Governor DeSantis was smart enough to know it in Florida. Governor Kemp was smart enough to know it in Georgia. And here, you know, there's no excuse. But I was disappointed in that. But we are going to be opening some bars and restaurants and so forth at half capacity starting this coming Monday all over the state. So finally, a breath of fresh air. But nobody can get a haircut yet. Now, my question to you, do you think she's just doing that to be spiteful toward Carl Mankey and others?
Well, it's not only, you know, haircuts and gyms and things like that, but also actually we had gotten an email from a local business here that they're doing, you know, the driving classes, student driver classes for kids that want, you know, are beginning to get their driver's licenses, and they are, for whatever reason, also in this K-12 guidelines, and so therefore they can't provide services to kids that want to get driver's licenses.
Right.
And so, you know, for a 16-year-old who wants to get a driver's license and needs to go get their education, they're on hold.
Right. Well,
so
you know,
there's a lot of different businesses.
Yeah, I need to get my driver's license renewed, right? And so we can't get to that either. Anyhow, I got to leave it there. Ivy, always a pleasure. Let's hope that the rioting and so forth stops. Hopefully these people can somehow rebuild their businesses and get started again. I hope they can. I hope they can. But good having you as always. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
There you have it. It is heartbreaking to watch this happen. At any rate, it's the Steve Grimmer Show on a Tuesday. You're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a
soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing.
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God. Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo, Justin, look at us, we're over here.
Justin, OMG. He just looked, I love you, Justin. I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.